Various types of plugs, modules, and sockets that offer energy measurement and normally work with the manufacturer's cloud can be bought cheaply on the web. Here, I will show how such a socket can be freed from the cloud and configured independently, including how events can be triggered when, for example, a given voltage value is exceeded, and how measurements can be visualized in the form of graphs held on the same device. This topic will not be about a specific device, but rather more generally about a group of devices manufactured in China and available for cheap purchase from portals with names often starting with A. Why change the firmware? Users give different reasons for wanting to change the firmware of a device, but these are usually driven by the desire to make the product cloud-free, off the manufacturer's servers, to avoid potential surveillance and problems when, for example, the manufacturer's cloud stops working, and also the need to connect devices from different ecosystems. Once the firmware is changed to an open-source solution, it is much easier to extend the functionality of a given product. Additional sensors can be added to it. It can be freely programmed. It can be connected to the home assistant, etc. Changing firmware. For the ESP8266 and ESP32 series chips, I recommend uploading Tasmota according to the methods described earlier. How to install Tasmota easily. Online installer, tasmota.github.io/install via web browser. Smart life switch. Test, interior, and programming a light switch on Wi-Fi, ESP8266, and Tasmota. Step-by-step Wi-Fi relay control. Here, however, I will focus on circuits that can also be found in low-cost products, namely BK7231T, WB3S, WB2L, etc. BK7231N, CB2L, WB2L-M1, etc. BK7231M. This is BK7231N with keys 0000, sometimes designated as BL2028. T34. T34 is based on BK7231N, BL28N. BL28N is BK7231N, manufactured by Belon. BL602, SM028V13, etc. See also BL602 Flash OBK via OTA tutorial, Magic Home Devices Only. LF686, this is the BL602 version, W800, W800C400, Winner Micro Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, W801, W600, Winner Micro Chip, W601, WIS600, ESP01W, TW02, TW03, etc. LN882H from Lightning Semi, XR809, XR3, etc. I will upload OpenBeacon multi-platforms to them. Details here. Documentation, script examples, list of commands. The procedure for changing the firmware in each case requires a USB to UART converter. I am using the CH340 version. For this, you will need an external power supply with a 3.3-volt LDO. The power supply from the CH340 is not sufficient. It does not have the current capacity. The procedure for flashing a given chip is found in one of three ways. 1. Via the project's README. For the BK7231, we have the flasher here. 2. Via our YouTube channel, there are instructions for BK7231. BL602, WX00, the device list. It is worth noting that we only want detailed entries, i.e., detailed descriptions. Basic energy measurement. On over 650 descriptions of devices on our IoT list, I can say that the most common in this type of product are the BL0942 and BL0937 chips. The main difference between the two is that BL0942 uses the UART, the same UART port as for programming the Wi-Fi module, possibly occasionally SPI. BL0937 uses the CF, CF1, and SEL pins. The frequency of the pulses issued to a given pin determines the power, voltage, or current. For us, this means only one thing. In the case of BL0942, you do not even need to specify the pins, because it is known in 99% of cases that UART1 is used. In the case of BL0937, you have to specify to which pins of the Wi-Fi chip CF1, CF, and SEL are connected. In the case of BK7231-based devices, our flasher will detect the pin rolls itself. Otherwise, we have to analyze the PCB with a multimeter or look for a similar device in our list. In the case of BL0942, in the firmware itself, we enter the command, e.g. in autoexec.bat. In the case of BL0937, it is sufficient to set the corresponding pin rolls. In both cases, it is worth performing a reboot. We will find out.